Welcome to M-Phone Customer Services. How can I help?
Where is it? Is it Melbourne Phones?
Yeah, it is M-Phone Customer Services.
Okay. Which company did you say?
It's M-Phone Customer Services, sir. The company that you're looking for.
M-Phone. Is it Melbourne Phones?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I had been trying to call you guys as well. I was trying to call Sanya. I think she was my accounts manager. I had signed in initially, and I was not very happy to be signed in as well. And then I wanted to call somebody to cancel it off, but it never connected. I tried so many times, you know, within the 10 cooling off period time, but it did not connect. And my telephone line is being connected with you guys as well, but I want to cancel it off because my telephone, it's a business call, and my telephone is down today, which is not the best, you know. My telephone line is disconnected today. That's not what I expected from you guys.
Can you please help me out with your customer account number, sir?
Customer account number? It should be on my email. Where would I be able to find that?
If you check your email, sir, you will get the information there.
Melbourne Phones. No. Sonia. Which email shall I search for to get that?
You are supposed to receive emails from M-Phone.
M-Phone.
Mm-hmm.
M-Phones. Okay. I'm just trying to open this email. It's not actually still loading at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So it will still be under Optus?
No, sir. This is M-Phone Customer Services you're talking to, sir.
Okay, so... let me open. Summary 25 plan D. I can see the critical information summary, 25 bundle plan B. So what information do you want? From the M-Phone, this is what I have received on the email.
Uh, Can you please check? There should be like, can you please help me out with the customer account number?
Customer account number.
Mm-hmm. Or the registered mobile number that you have used to sign up with that account?
So my registered number, I can just give you my phone number, if you can find out from the other side. It was Teresa. I can't see the account number.
Can you please help me out with the mobile number that you registered with the account, please?
Yeah, so it's 0424.
Give me a moment.
264.
0424.
264-64-151.
Is it 5R Electricals Private Limited?
Yep, that's the one.
Yeah, so you're in number 27 Eurobean Street, Harrison.
Yes.
Okay, I'll just test the connection, sir. Give me one quick moment.
Yep.
I'll let you know the status, so give me a moment. Have you got a new modem delivered by us?
Yes, I have received a new modem. What? Which connection? Telephone connection?
Yes, sir. What difficulties are you facing with the telephone, sir?
Yeah, the telephone was not working half an hour ago, but let me check the telephone. Just hold on. Eh?
Sure.
No, I don't think it's working. No, it's not working. My telephone is not working.
Let me check.
I haven't replaced my a new modem.
So you are using the old modem?
Yes, it's still on the old modem.
Okay, so you didn't take a new modem from us.
I did not take it out. I think it's better you cancel it off because I don't want to have all these problems.
Your account is not in a state of cancellation, sir, because the contract is already active. You get a 10-day cooling off period from the date you sign up. Okay. Your account is already active now.
Yes. You know, I was trying to call you guys the next day, but the telephone was not connecting. I was just trying to call that lady, Sanya, which was given as the account manager, and she was not answering. It was not even connecting on the phone.
You have our customer support line open. Okay.
It did not connect either.
You're using the old modem, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, which modem do you have, sir? Okay. Now,
but
can you please...
Just a question. Why did it disconnect and how did it disconnect by itself? Because since now it was working and just today it stopped working. So asked Optus about it, and Optus said, you guys, it's in you guys' hands, so that's why it's not working. But it's a business call, you know. I can't do this without any information. That pisses me off as well, because this is something not...
I understand, sir.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, can you please check your modem? On the back of the modem, you will see...
Yes.
There is a small hole which says reset.
Yes.
If you have a pin, you have to push the pin inside that hole and press it gently. You will get to hear a click sound.
Okay, let me find a pin first.
Mm-hmm. You will hear a click sound. And you will see that your internet modem will restart again.
So basically, I don't have to use a new modem?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I mentioned as well. I just did wanted to change my modem because of my... so many devices being connected on the same. So that was the reason I was not willing to change my modem.
No, no. Did you reset the modem, sir?
Hold on. I'll just do it now. Yep.
Did you hear the click sound?
Yes.
Now, is your modem restarting again?
No, it's not restarting.
It will restart.
So, President?
Let it restart.
All the buttons are still like that. None of the all the lights are same.
There is a reset button. It's not a
button.
Yeah,
I can see that, and I have pressed as well.
Yeah. Did you hear the click sound? Like it will.
Yes. Yes.
You will get to hear a sound which will be like a tick.
Yep. I have done
now,
that.
Yeah. Now. Cut off the power supply for the modem and pull the plug out and plug it back in.
Okay.
And check the lights on the modem, sir.
At the moment, only the power button is on, green.
Mm-hmm. Power, WAN, internet, and 2 Wi-Fi lights will be present.
So only the power light is on at the moment?
Yeah, the other lights will light up. And sir, you will also see there is another NBN box that is present in your business.
Sorry?
You will also find out NBN box. You will see there is another broadband box that is there.
Broadband box.
Yeah, you have the modem and there is another internet box, NBN box, that is installed somewhere in the business. So you will see the cable comes in from that box and connects to the back of the modem. You need to pull the plug out of that box as well. Unplug both the devices, like you unplug the NBN box and unplug the modem and plug them back in.
Okay.
Wi-Fi
button is on.
Yeah, on the NBN box, you will see there is a power light.
Let me go to the NBN. Hold on.
Yeah, the optical light will be there.
Yes.
Alarm light will be coming up.
Yeah.
Unity 1 to Unity 4 will be lighting up.
Even on the NBN?
Yeah, NBN box. Unity lights and the
so
Unity lights.
So power and optical is blinking.
Optical is
optical
blinking.
Is flashing.
Okay.
Yeah.
After optical, the...
I'll put it back.
Yes, sir. You will have to keep it connected now. And the NBN box is connected to the electricity supply?
Yes, that's connected. And UNID one is flashing as well.
Yes, the UNID lights will be lighting up.
Yes.
Now, you'll see there is an update light. The update light should be turning on as well.
Where? On the NBN box?
Yes, sir.
Optical alarm is off, but UNDI light is flashing.
Yeah, the port lights, I mean the UNID lights will be turning on and the alarm light will be on and the update light...
No, alarm light is off.
It will turn on, sir.
Alarm light is off. Sorry?
It will turn on.
No, but yeah, it hasn't been on now.
Yeah, then you see the update light. Update light will also turn on. It takes a while, sir. It will keep on flashing a minute or two. You will see that the lights will blink, keep on blinking for some time. Then it will, all the lights will be solid.
Okay. Yeah, it hasn't come up now.
Now you leave that aside. Let it boot up automatically. You don't need to do anything on it.
Yeah.
So check the modem now. How many lights are on the modem?
Three lights, same. Telephone light is still red.
on the modem, there is a power, WAN, internet, and two Wi-Fi lights, and the telephone lights will be there. In total, you are supposed to get 6 lights on.
Yeah, but at the moment, I can see only 3. And the cell phone is red. Cell phone light is red. Power is green. DSL is off. Internet is on. Wi-Fi is on. Telephone is off. 4G backup is off.
Now, can you please check whether you're able to use the internet or not?
Internet is full. Google is full. Internet, tell us. Google. Google. Yeah, internet is working, but there is still on this modem. On NDN, I can't see the alarm and update button, lights.
Let it turn on. Check the telephone cable.
No, I mean,
where is the telephone cable plugged in on the back of the modem? On the telephone one slot?
I did not change anything of that one, but I'll let you know.
Okay. I'm calling you in that landline number, sir.
Okay.
Give me a moment.
Oh, that's on.
The telephone is ringing?
No. It's on LAN 4. Telephone is connected on LAN 4. It's not ringing. What telephone number have you got?
Okay, 0261-702-789.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, can you please check? Do you have a dial tone on that number?
I'll just put it. Trying to put my speaker as well. It's not ringing.
It's not ringing, right?
No.
Give me a moment.
Even on the modem, the light is red.
Which light is red?
Telephone's light is red on the modem.
Can you Can you take it out and plug it back?
Yes, I can do that. No difference. I was aware of this situation. That's why I told you, Tim, not to change anything on my system, so that because it affects so much on the business side of things, you know. This is why I was very desperate about it, not to change anything.
Sir, let me tell you. We actually need to just get it, because if you would have got a new modem from us, then things would have been better, because we would have just sent you a modem, you would have just connected, and your services would have been just immediately up and running. But since you have opted for the old modem, you want to use the old modem, that is why we need to get it configured. It was with a different supplier, so currently we don't have the remote access of that modem to get it sorted out for you right now. Okay? That is why I'm trying to get things up so that I can get it sorted out for you.
Okay.
Okay. Because this doesn't happen whenever you join a company. If you have the modem through from that company, so it becomes it actually becomes just a plug and play thing. You just plug it in, take out the old one, plug in the new one, and you're up and running with the services. Okay, because these modems, it's a good practice to change them every 2-3 years. Because what happens if you have a very old modem, you face signal drops. Okay, so if you have a new one from us, like every 2-3 years, or where if you change it, then what will happen? You will get everything up and running. It will be pre-configured, and you will get a warranty. So you can be rest assured for the next 3 years without any worries. And the modems that we give supports up to 300 Mbps connections. So you can relax for the next 5 years without any worries. Anyway, I'm just going.
Yeah, the only thing is, you know, there's so many things connected to my internet. I have to reconfigure, put new passwords and things. You know, I have got inverters, got cameras, and so many other things which I need to change the password and things as well. You know.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah, the light is still red on the telephone.
Okay. Can you for 1 minute, sir?
Okay.
Please hold on.
Rochelle? Who's it? Let's just finish covering it, please. I think why did you do? Let him check from here. How much selfie check? Selfie check last? Hello?
Yes, I just checked with our tech team, sir. You have been sent a new modem from us.
What is that?
We have sent you a new modem, sir.
Yes, that's right.
Where is the new modem, sir?
Yeah, I have got the new modem.
Where is it? Have you connected it?
No. It's the old modem. That's what I'm telling you. I did not change the modem.
Sir,
I did not change the modem. It's still the same modem. The old Optus modem.
Sir, you cannot use the old Optus modem, sir. You have to connect the new modem that we sent you.
Okay.
That is why it is not working, sir. can you please plug out the old modem and connect the cables that are plugged in on the back of the modem in the same slots where it was plugged in on the Optus modem? Hello.
Hello. Yes, I'll do that. Give me a sec, Mike.
Sure. Have you got it, sir?
Yes.
Plugged the cables to the back of the modem?
Yes, I have connected. The internet light is red at the moment.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
The internet light is on the new modem.
It's red at the moment.
Okay. Now, did you connect? Where did you connect the telephone cable to?
Telephone on the same port.
Do you see a port which is Tel-1 on the back of the modem?
Telephone is on the number four.
Okay. Is there any, how many slots do you have there where the telephone
four.
Cable can
four
be
slots.
Inserted?
Yellow ones is the four slots.
Okay. And where did you connect the Ethernet cable? To the DSL port?
Yes.
You connected
yeah, all
it to
are
the
on the Ethernet port.
Ethernet port. Great. Now?
Where shall I connect the telephone? Is it on the Ethernet or the DSL?
No, no. The broadband cable should be connecting to the cable that comes from that box. NBN box should be connecting to the DSL port.
Okay, the NBN will be connected to the DSL, not on the WLAN, eh?
DSL.
Not on the WAN.
No.
Check okay, so it will be on the DSL.
Yeah, the DSL.
It's a different connection. It can just fit on the WAN.
Okay, connected to the WAN.
Yes.
Do you see the internet light is coming up?
Yeah, all the lights are green now.
All the modem lights are on, right? Including the telephone.
Telephone one
should light up. In total, you will have 6 lights.
Which one is the telephone? So 1, 2, 3 is on, 4 is off. The telephone
know.
One is off.
I'll let you know, sir. You will see power.
Yeah.
On WAN will be on.
Yes.
Internet will be on.
Yep.
2 Wi-Fi lights, 2.4 and 5 GHZ will be on. Are these on?
Yeah. So the first one is on, second light is on, so power is on, internet, it's written so small. One is on,
internet.
2 is on, 3 is on. Internet is on.
Internet is on, right. Now, do you have your smartphone with you?
Yes.
Turn the Wi-Fi on in your smartphone. You will get to see the Wi-Fi networks, a list of Wi-Fi networks will appear. What are the Wi-Fi names do you see?
My M phone?
M phone 5G.
And MP phone 5G.
Yeah, connect to M phone
5G
to all the devices.
Okay, and the password?
962.
What is the password?
962.
962.
Mm-hmm.
Only 3 letters. 962.
333.
Or 333333.
Yes.
Double. 3, 333.
Yes, sir. The number is
3, 3, 9, 6, 2, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3 So 3-3, 3-3, 3-3.
Yes, sir.
But it's not coming. So there's only five numbers.
9-6-2.
Hold on.
Yeah,
nine
it is. The
six
password is there in the modem box as well, sir.
okay 962
3 3.
Okay. Yep, that's connected.
It is connected.
Yep.
Yep. Now you will see the now for all the devices that you want to use the internet on, okay, you will have to connect to
yep.
the 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi network. For the CCTV cameras that you have, for that you will have to select the 2.4. You will see what is the name that you see on the Wi-Fi name, M-Phone or Telecom?
M-Phone.
M-Phone. So you will get two names with M-Phone 2.4 and M-Phone 5. So for using the internet, like browsing, watching TV, using your laptop, desktop, tablet, mobile phones, you will have to connect to the 5. For the CCTV cameras, you
okay.
will have to connect to 2.4G. 2.4G will give you a wider range for your CCTV cameras. The 5GHz
yep.
one will give you more speed on the internet, which will help you to browse or watch movies. Now, I'm making
okay.
a test call to your landline. Just pick up the call, say hello,
okay.
and check whether there are any
yep.
Any background noises that come. Like sometimes you will see
okay.
any background noises. If you find,
okay.
let me know.
Okay.
Is it ringing, sir?
It's actually I. Calling from 912-18424?
No. Can you please pick up the call from the landline?
Yeah, but it's not ringing. It's not ringing.
Give me a second.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
No, it's not ringing.
So the number is 2617-02789.
Yep, so it's 6170-2789. Yes.
Now I'm making another test call, sir. Please check.
Yep.
On the landline.
Yeah.
Does it ring now?
No. No, it's not.
Can you please unplug the modem and plug it back in? Like cut off the power supply for the modem.
The modem.
Yeah. Cut off the power supply for the modem and let it
yep.
plug it back in.
Yep. Power button is still red at the moment. Green now.
Let me know when all the
Internet
lights are
is
on.
green now. 1, 2, 3 is still flashing. Yeah, number 4, the telephone was connected on number 4, but on that Ethernet, but it's still, that's not green. The telephone is not, the telephone is connected on Ethernet. Is that correct?
Where is the telephone cable connected, sir? Check.
To the Ethernet. Number 4.
Do you see any slot available which says TEL 1?
TEL 1?
Yeah. Any,
so?
Any slot there which says TEL 1?
Yeah, telephone has a different slot.
Yeah, so connect.
I'll put in the telephone slot.
The
hold
telephone
on.
Slot, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, telephone has a different slot.
Yeah, connect the telephone.
Yeah, I have put on the telephone slot.
Yep. Let me know after connecting the telephone cable to the telephone slot.
Yeah. I think it's in line now. Yeah, that's in line now. It should be able to call now.
I'll make a test call.
Yeah.
Please pick up the call.
Yeah, I can hear the ringtone even.
Okay. That is why I was wondering, because I just configured your SIP and I was trying to make test calls, but everything seems to be in order. But now, you see, that is why I asked you in the beginning. There is a dedicated slot that is present in our modems. That is why I sent you a new modem.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, it's ringing.
It's ringing.
Yep. Hello.
Yep. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. The voice is clear. No issues with the voice.
Yeah, the voice is quite clear.
Yeah, the voice is quite clear.
Yeah. You can hang up the landline.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll put down
the ling line.
Eh? Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, yep.
Yes, sir. So your modem is configured. Your internet is connected.
Okay.
Your landline phone is connected and it is configured. So your number is active. So any other queries or any other difficulties you're facing?
Okay, so now the modem is connected on 5G, isn't it?
Yeah, you can make a note about it, sir. For using the internet, like broadband, for TV, laptop, etc., you're supposed to connect to the 5G headset, Wi-Fi network of that modem.
Yeah.
For connecting your CCTVs, you have to connect to the 2.4. The 2.4 is dedicated for the CCTVs only.
Okay. And what about the password? It will be the same as you had mentioned?
Same.
On the modem, I can see on the sticker, it says the password is LEZIRUQIRE.
Don't remove that sticker.
Yes, I won't remove it, but when we want to connect our internet, then what was the password? It's not on over there.
You can write down, sir.
Yeah, so that's the one you told me, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. You can write it down, sir. You will see on the back of the modem, there is a username and a password. That is the modem password. That is something which you don't need That is our that is needed by us to configure it. Okay, you don't need that.
Okay.
Do not remove the sticker. You can just click a picture of it or and save it in your phone, and you can take a picture of that of the password that I just gave you. That is your internet login password, sir.
Yeah, the one you gave me. So
that
was what was the number?
Password. Okay. But that the one that you're talking about, that is your Wi-Fi modem password. You don't need it.
Yeah, okay. So what is the internet one?
Yes, sir.
What is the internet password?
962.
962 33333.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. New internet password. No, it's been connected now. Yeah. Connect a new one. Connected to the new one. Yeah. New one. New. Tomorrow. 5G.
You can test the speed of the internet. Everything should be up.
Where can I check the speed of the internet?
You can use it. You will be able to understand. It is not supposed to lag for the time being. Okay.
Yeah.
Give it 3 hours time, so it will be in the.
Okay, after 3 hours, it should be alright.
No.
Wait.
Everything is done now. Now use it for 2-3 hours.
Oh.
The modem will give you the best that you can get there. But I just configured it.
Okay.
I configured it, and it is now. It started. The NBN box just got connected to a new modem. So use this.
Yeah.
2-3 hours. Watch a movie. Like play videos. Use it, okay, and gradually it will give you. It's already stabilized, but it will give you the best out of what you can get.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So, any other questions you have?
Thank you. No, that's all good. So basically, with M phone. That is being connected in the telephone, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And all my mobile phones and everything is still with Optus, eh?
Yeah, mobile, for your mobile phones, you will pay to Optus. Okay. So, you only pay for the broadband services and your landline phone to M phone. Because this is the most expensive part of the bill, if you see. Because Optus prices are quite more.
Okay.
Telstra prices are quite expensive. But you actually get the same quality service from us. Because it works from the, it comes from the same NBN box.
Okay.
Okay. The difference is they will charge you more, we will charge you less. This is the thing. You get the same.
Okay.
Thing.
5G.
Right. And moreover, whenever you need us in the customer services, you will get a dedicated account manager to speak to you.
Password.
Give me one moment, sir. Just give me 1 second.
Yeah. Thank you. 5G is going to be here.
your part?
Yes, sir. You can check your internet. It will be up and running without any difficulties. You can use now. Hello? Hello? Hello.
Hello, she is talking to you.
Hello. Hello. Can you hear me, sir?
Mm-hmm.